28 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA had ordered all American Airlines flights grounded in the U.S. this Christmas Eve because of a technical issue affecting its entire system. Flights are now beginning to board, and the FAA has lifted the stop. As for other flight disruptions due to the weather,
so far the winter weather hasn't had a dire impact on travel, but like most years, there may be some interruptions. Only a couple hundred delays this morning as far as air travel, but that number, of course, could rise. And if you are driving to your holiday destination today, be aware the roads could be slick. But the good news is AAA says it is predicting minimal impact on travel, and the average price of gas is hovering around $3.04 per gallon.
It's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Former President Bill Clinton hospitalized for observation. Doctors expect him to be discharged soon. Bethlehem is preparing to mark another somber Christmas in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Under the shadow of the war in Gaza, the festive lights and giant tree that traditionally decorate Manger Square are missing. This is ABC News. A deadly blast in Turkey today. At least a dozen people were killed in an explosion at an armament factory in the northwest part of the country. An investigation is underway. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, an urgent investigation into a deadly boat explosion.
Lauderdale Marina, reference to a boat fire. All units respond.
The boat is seen at the dock shortly before 6 p.m. with people milling about. Then smoke begins to billow from the back. Several people run from the boat. Then the violent explosion, tearing it in half, sending debris flying. One person originally listed as missing was later confirmed dead. Five others injured, three sustaining traumatic injuries, and were transported to the hospital.
ABC's Perry Russum. The Rust movie set manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin is officially over. New Mexico prosecutors are backing off of an appeal in the killing of cinematographer Helena Hutchins due to what they call several barriers. Alec Baldwin's attorneys are calling the move final vindication. He still faces civil suits. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Looking for the perfect gift for that special someone? Court & Main has you covered. With a gift certificate, they can pick what they love. Home decor, candles, furniture, even a brand new mattress. Stop by Court & Main in downtown Richland Center today and give the gift of choice this holiday season, where great style meets comfort and care.
Hi, it's Carl, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
As the year ends, Meyer Oil & LP expresses their gratitude for the continued support, wishing all their customers a magical Christmas and a bright new year.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a couple of quiet days shaping up around here today and tomorrow, so pretty good for travel conditions. Temperatures not overly cold, so just some typical early winter weather, light winds as well. Gradually, though, moist air will be feeding in from the southern U.S. up to Wisconsin. Should start bringing us some scattered drizzle on Thursday. We'll have to watch our travel conditions early in the morning. Could be just cool enough for some slick spots yet. Then it should be much warmer than normal Thursday afternoon all the way through the weekend. Temperatures could be running about 15 degrees above normal. We are likely to see periods of rain from Friday all the way through Sunday night as a couple of weather systems slide in from the southwest. Rain totals over that period should be on the order of a quarter to a half inch. That plus the mild temperatures will likely melt most of the snow on the ground. We could see some more active weather early next week. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for today, mostly cloudy skies, high 33, light northeast wind 2 to 5 miles an hour, becoming easterly. Mostly cloudy tonight, fog possible, low temperature in the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and tranquil. High 34, east-southeast wind up to 5. Tomorrow night, cloudy with fog and patchy freezing mist possible late. Low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, dreary and warmer. Fog and drizzle expected at times. High 39 degrees. As we head into Friday, cloudy sky, still mild with some off and on light rain. Fog possible. Low 34, high 43. Saturday, still mainly cloudy and mild. Showers possible early in the morning, then again in the evening. Low 38, high 47. On Sunday, cloudy with some scattered light rain or drizzle early, high in the mid-40s. And by next Monday, variably cloudy, not quite as warm. A slight chance of light rain and snow coming in by Monday night, high up to 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 28 and cloudy right now. Yesterday's high was 34. We picked up 8/100ths of an inch of rain and some sleet mixed in with that. Neighbors not too far away over in the Baraboo area, 5 to 6 inches of snow reported from yesterday. Record high was set in, 1889 on December 24th. It was 60 degrees. 1983, it was a record low, 28 below zero. Last year's high, 54, while the low was 45. Sunset will occur at 4:30 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:32. West to southwest winds are at 2. Barometer is at 30/20, slightly up this morning. And right now, cloudy skies, we're at 28.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Sports Time is up next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the local and area scene, details on a great Packer win last night as well, and overshadowed a bit, the Bucks picked up a win.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school basketball games last night. There were a couple played in the area. Boys basketball, first of all, it was Boscobel getting a 57-54 victory against Wisconsin Heights. Hard-fought win for the Bulldogs. They were led in scoring by Cameron Luce and Tyler Miller, who each scored 15. 13 for Kipton Brown led the way. For Wisconsin Heights, 14 points for Ethan Myers, 12 by Reed Adler, and Logan Duer added 11. Girls basketball, Albany was a winner against Broadhead, 48-40. That was an overtime girls game last night. High school wrestling gets set for bi-state wrestling activities coming up this weekend at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse on Friday and Saturday. The girls tournament a part of it this year as well. Richland Center is preparing for that in the wrestling room. They've got a lot of help this year. I asked head coach Silas Coleman about the coaches for the Hornet wrestling team.
We have a whole bunch of them in there this year, which is great. Because everybody kind of brings something different to the table. So on the varsity level, we have myself and Wyatt Seep as my varsity assistant. Darren Gunderson is the girls coach. And then Terry Thielman is the JV coach. And then we have volunteer assistants in Tom Coleman, Shelby Jones, Brian Thielman, and Trevin Thielman. So a lot of different guys in there, but a lot of different skill sets that they bring. And so I'm excited to have them all there.
Indeed. They all bring, maybe they all have their area of expertise with them, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. And so things that I may not be as comfortable in, you know, they can fill in those gaps. And I think that's what, you know, in the end makes it a little bit better for our wrestlers, is that, you know, we may not know everything, but we will find somebody that knows in that room. So it's a good thing to have.
You'll get a few more matches on the resume with the Bi-State tournament.
Yeah. You know, obviously with having 2 days there and the opportunity to wrestle up to 5 matches, they can really see a lot of different kids, and you know, we're looking forward to that.
Up to 11 teams from our immediate area will be a part of the Bi-State Tournament this Friday and Saturday. River Valley will be there. Here is Coach Dan Makovic talking about the Blackhawks' schedule this year.
Girls have a ton. Lodi's hosting a tournament. We're hosting a girls-only tournament the same day as our boys' tournament. So for the boys, we're keeping relatively the same schedule besides the Wanakee tournament. And for the girls, they're just getting a ton more of opportunities, which is great. Normally you get 14, well, you're limited to 14 events for the boys. And our girls this year are at 14 events themselves. And last year, I think I had 7 scheduled for them. So you can just see that it's growing and they're getting more opportunities.
River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic has the Blackhawks prepare for Bi-State this weekend as well. We'll have reports with Bill Twining and David Wermond on Friday and Saturday. Major League Bowling last night. Vanity Fur Grooming 3501 Series. Cardinal CG 3450. And Fraser Home Improvement a 3414. Vanity Fur Grooming with a 1286. Cardinal CG 1190. And Richland Family Restaurant and 1188 game. The best individual series, Jake Morris, 126 over average with a 732. Ken Nix Jr. had a 657. Travis Weigel, a 647. The top high game was Jake Morris's 270, while Jonathan Cornell had a 259 and Ken Nix Jr. a 258 in the Major Bowling League, where Steve Hambold, a 540, 90 over average. Team Cardinal CG won the second quarter. Congratulations to members Kirk Bartow, Colton Bartow, Chase Keller, Todd Gruber, Steve Nelson, and Brian Clevisottle. The Packers pitched the first shutout of the 24 NFL season while beating the Saints last night 34-0. Green Bay dominated the time of possession 37 minutes to 23. 69 yards by Josh Jacobs topped a ground game that produced 188 yards and 3 touchdowns. Xavier McKinney talked about the defensive strategies for the Packers.
Our disguise is fooling a lot of these quarterbacks, and especially somebody like him. He's a young quarterback. He hasn't seen a lot of things yet. He hadn't got a lot of experience. So, like, when we disguise him, man, they don't know what they're seeing.
And Coach Matt LaFleur talked about the shutout.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense, and it was big of Zane Anderson, a guy like him, to step in his first start. He gets a pick, and really on short notice with having going down, I think it was on Saturday's practice.
The coach tempered the win by saying, well, we can always get better.
It wasn't a perfect game, but it never is. So that's always fun for us as coaches to be able to get after these guys a little bit and on the things that we can clean up. And we got a big test next week to go on the road on a short week with the holiday. It's never easy, especially going into Minnesota. That's one of the tougher places to play against a team that's playing as good as anybody in the National Football League.
And the NFL has moved that game to 3:25 on Sunday. Our pregame time, 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9. Chris Middleton's 21 points led the Bucks in Monday night's 112-91 victory at Chicago. Milwaukee was playing without superstars Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Brooke Lopez also scored 21 and Bobby Portis 19. The Bucks connected on 18 three-pointers, while Chicago was just 10 of 48. Milwaukee's saw its 23-point lead shrink to 8 in the third period before it scored 11 in a row. The Bucks return home to host Brooklyn coming up on Thursday. Elsewhere in the NBA, Houston 114, Charlotte 101, Cleveland 124, Utah 113, Philadelphia 111, San Antonio 106, Orlando beat Boston 108-104, Miami 110, Brooklyn 95, Atlanta 117, Minnesota 104, New York over Toronto 139-125, Oklahoma City beat Washington 123-100. The Clippers 114, Memphis 110, Dallas 132, Portland 108, Denver 117, Phoenix 90, Indiana 111, Golden State 105, and Detroit 117, and the Lakers 114. Shohei Ohtani has been named the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year for the third time. That ties the two-way superstar with Michael Jordan. An athlete Ohtani followed while growing up in Japan. He trails only Lance Armstrong, Tiger Woods, and LeBron James, who each won the award four times. Ohtani received 48 votes in balloting by 74 sports journalists from the AP and its members as well. A pair of Big East Conference wins has boosted Marquette's basketball team to number 8 in this week's AP Men's College poll. The Golden Eagles were 9th last week. They started conference play with an 80-70 win over Butler, then followed that up with a 72-70 win on the road at Xavier. Marquette is off until another Big East game at Providence on New Year's Eve. And Lindsey Vonn thinks her new titanium knee could be the start of a trend in ski racing. The 40-year-old American standout had replacement surgery in April and returned to the World Cup circuit after nearly 6 years last weekend. She says her knee feels amazing and that it's something to seriously consider for athletes that have a lot of knee problems. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates and all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
New coaches' polls are out for boys and girls hoops as we head into the holiday break. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
It is the holiday season, and many boys and girls basketball teams have much to celebrate and be thankful for. In the latest WISSports.net girls basketball coaches poll that came out earlier this week, there were no changes at the top. In Division 1, Pewaukee remains the number one team after bumping up from D2. In the Division 2 poll, Wauwatosa East is off to a 10-0 start and ranked number one once again. Laconia is the top team in D3, while the Prairie School is the top-ranked Division 4 team. The number one spot in Division 5 once again goes to Assumption, just ahead of defending champion Albany Monticello. There were plenty of changes in boys basketball Division 1 rankings on WISSports.net this week. DePere fell to Wisconsin Lutheran on Saturday, with DePere dropping to third, while Wisco shoots up to first. New to the D1 poll are Verona, Germantown, and Sun Prairie East. Speaking of Sun Prairie East, the team rallied to beat Madison LaFollette 123-92 on Saturday, behind 53 points from Chris Davis Jr., as the Cardinals trailed at halftime before a 72-point second half. Nicolet, Milwaukee Academy of Science, Mineral Point, and Sheboygan Lutheran remain the number one teams in their respective divisions. Here is to wishing a very Merry Christmas to all the high school sports fans out there. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet, LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
It is 27 degrees in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. The time is 8:20, and it's time for a vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. I'll be very, very good for always, Jimmy prayed. If only you, God, will bring my mother back to me. But Jimmy's mother was not coming back, and the intelligent 14-year young boy knew that. And still with those whimpered words, he prayed, and he sobbed himself to sleep that first awful night after mother died. She had been taken away so suddenly, at least it had seemed that way. Until recently, Mary had downplayed the discomfort in her breast, believing it to have been merely an annoying symptom of what was then called the change of life. Eventually, and too late, she realized what was happening to her. A professional midwife, Mary had once been head nurse at the maternity ward at Walton General. She'd seen innumerable cases like hers. And yet even then, Mary clung to her powerful faith and her innate sense that somehow things would turn out all right. I don't want to leave the boys just yet, she told a friend, and yet if ever it had been, the choice was no longer hers. Only hours after surgery to remove the cancerous tumor, Mary died. Her son Jimmy promptly denied the irrevocability of it. God had made a mistake, he reasoned, but he could still change his mind, couldn't he? And so for weeks following Mary's death, Jimmy prayed that somehow God would reconsider his blunder and return to him the most important woman in the world. And then one night, Jimmy stopped praying. Just shows how stupid religion is, he bitterly informed his brother Mike. The prayers don't work when you really need them to. And at that moment came a tapping at the boy's bedroom door. And a voice, it was his dad's voice, gently calling to his elder son, I have something for you. Well, now, Jimmy's public works inspector father had been a professional musician in years gone by. He'd been a jazz trumpeter, leader of his own swing band. And he still played the piano a little. So he knew the healing power of music. And he hoped that that same power might heal his hurting son. And so it was that this overworked, underpaid, newly widowed father of two, grieving himself, scraped together more cash than he could afford to spend, and spent it on a musical instrument for 14-year young Jimmy. Both were weeping now. Nothing can bring your mother back, the father told his boy, but take this anyway, it might help things go easier. Jimmy thanked his dad, took the instrument, and when his dad left the room, the boy embraced it. And he is embracing it still. Few musicians who have ever lived have made it sing as has he. Repayment, you might say, for the solace it gave so freely after Mary went away. Now you've seen where it all began. With a prayer in the dark and a gift from a lonely heart. A loyal companion of wood and strings for a boy named Jimmy, purchased for a hard-earned £15 at a Liverpool music store. In 1956, a guitar, for in a way Mother Mary did return to see her son, they say, whispering words of wisdom, singing in the night, comforting, encouraging, lighting the path for young Jimmy. Young Jimmy became James Paul McCartney, only now you know the rest of the story.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
Do you have plans for Christmas Eve? Yes, you do. We want you to follow your heart to our Christmas Eve candlelight service at the new Richland Center United Methodist Church. All are welcome to celebrate God's love through the birth of Jesus Christ. The Christmas Eve service begins at 7 p.m. and we are located at 400 East Seminary Street. We sure hope to see you there.
Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Goodwill to men.
Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to
The great Bing Crosby on WRCO, and I heard the bells on Christmas Day, a song that they recently made a TV movie about, and I did not get a chance to see that. Maybe I will yet. I believe we have it stored somewhere, but it was either on Hallmark or Great American Family or something, but they made the story up about how that song was written, so look forward to learning more about that one. Some things to celebrate today. Well, of course, it's Christmas Eve Day. It's Feast of the Seven Fishes Day. It's also National Eggnog Day. So celebrate accordingly. And Last Minute Shoppers Day. Oh, good luck with that. A lot of the local businesses will be closing, I would say, at least by noon or early afternoon today. So you got a shot. And I've done it before. I've waited and got tied up here and then, you know, kind of running out of here about 2 o'clock and then only to find my favorite stores. What? Oh, man. So don't be like that. I think I'm pretty well done with my shopping. But if I do think of something, I'll just put on a long song.
Silver bells are ringing. Carolers are singing. Snowflakes drifting through the air. Everybody's shopping, got no time for stopping. It looks like Christmas is here. So tell me, how do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? I wanna give it to you. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. At first I thought of giving you a pretty diamond ring. Wore myself out shopping for a million other things. Finally decided on something you can't buy. But how will I disguise it so you will be surprised? How do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? I want to give it to you. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. The gift of love was given to the world so long ago. Lying in a manger, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. And every year we celebrate and thank the Lord above and give to one another our little gifts of love. How do I wrap my heart up for Christmas? I wanna give it to you. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do. Pretty bows and ribbons don't fit the gift I'm giving. Your loving arms will have to do.
Let earth receive her King. Let earth
always felt she had maybe the voice of an angel. Jewel on WRCO and Joy to the World. Well, trivia for you today. We'll see how you do coming up here this morning on a Tuesday.
Are you looking to upgrade your sleep experience? Stop into Wirt's Bed and Linen in Spring Green. See our exceptional line of high-quality Wisconsin-made mattresses. This holiday season, receive free delivery and disposal on all mattress products. Also, receive 10% off our already unbeatable prices, plus 15% off all mattress accessories. Our new store hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Down to the final days of shopping. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to tell you, we still have so much jewelry left for your Christmas loved ones. Hundreds of gold rings with diamonds or gemstones. So many diamond earrings, small or large, fancy or simple. One-of-a-kind, gorgeous gemstone pieces that only one person on Earth can own. And of course, diamond bracelets that sparkle like the twinkle in her eyes. No matter your budget, no matter their age, we have some awesome gifts for Christmas. Full, no-interest financing available with approved credit. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Arthur's Supper Club would like to thank their customers for another fantastic year. Wishing everyone a holiday season full of warmth and a prosperous 2025 ahead.
Trivia time today. What are we playing for, Phil? Well, let's see. What do we have here today? We have a large pizza with your choice of toppings from the Muscadet Mini Mart. It can be yours if you're the first one to call us and give us the right answer. It's a tough one today. Which Christmas song was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis and is a plea for peace? The Christmas song written during the Cuban Missile Crisis, it's a plea for peace. 608-647-4155. Good luck as you play trivia. Here's Merle Haggard.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December, it's meant to be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand Why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Congrats today to our winner. Way to go. That is Casey Barr, who came through the line with the right answer. The Christmas song written during the Cuban Missile Crisis and a plea for peace is the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? There you go. So that's, I guess, in terms of the Christmas songs that are played, it's a relatively new one. It's only 60-some years old since it was written. But congrats to Casey, who wins a great prize, a large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart. They wish you the best. If you're looking for some last-minute things, some things to take to the party and goods like that, stop by Muscadet Mini Mart, and they can help you out, no doubt. Maybe that's where you can start your shopping. I've done that many times. Anyway, congratulations to our winner. Thanks for playing trivia. And I think this may be one of the first versions of the song that I remember. We had this on one of those albums that you would get at your Firestone dealer. The gas stations had them, and other, I think, insurance agencies sometimes had record albums as well to give to their customers. But this is Andy Williams.
Do you hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Sky shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king. A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
John and Yoko and the Plastic Ono Band, and Merry Christmas, War is Over. That's a classic that's been around since 1972.
Happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
Are you, Heather? Same to you. In fact, Creative Outlet will be open today until 5. So there you go. Support your local business. And if you're like me and you're like, doop, and I forgot, or doop, I got to get something. You've got time until 5 today at Creative Outlet. Enjoy your day, and don't be too stressed out. And of course, the real reason for the season, and hopefully you're with family and friends. But if you're listening to WRCO, you're always with friends. So thank you so much for supporting us, and we love to be here for you. We'll be here today with some great music along the way. And we have our friend, author David Benjamin, will talk a little bit about a new book he has out. He looks at some of the Christmas stories that he's written through the years, and we'll do that for a time on the morning show. Otherwise, we've got all kinds of great music for the season. We'll be opening the phone line for requests a little bit later on, too. If there's something that you haven't heard in a long time or this holiday season, we'd like to spin it for you later on today here on WRCO.
Meyer Oil and LP sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The wait is almost over. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's new physicians group is set to open on Monday, January 6th. As RAMC prepares for this exciting move, please note, Friday, January 3rd, the physicians group and RAMC Community Pharmacy will close at noon. Walk-in care will remain open until 7 p.m. that day, then close Saturday and Sunday. Monday, everything reopens in the brand new clinic right there on Ridgeview Drive. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, growing beyond the expected.
33 today. There could be some fog possible tonight, a low of 22, but never worry because, old Santa, he's got Rudolph to lead the way tonight. He'll get to us.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
you'll go down in history.
Boys and Little Saint Nick on WRCO. Yes, you better start behaving. Santa Claus will be coming to town. Hopefully, he can get through the fog to Sextonville tonight and bring me my Hot Wheels track, my Billy Blastoff doll, my G.I. Joe doll, my easy bake oven, my Light Bright, and super elastic bubble plastic. And I'm trying to think what else was on my list.
Santa is coming to town.
Santa is coming to town. Santa is coming to town. Santa is coming.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not fall. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa is coming to town.
He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa, he's coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming to town. Santa is coming to town.
Santa is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry.
Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Oh, Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to Santa. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Oh, 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 Santa.
happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. We're going to put our little records away for just a little bit here and bring on a guest here in the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 9 o'clock at our